We are joined by a senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports. He is the host of Post It Up with Chris Haynes, that podcast. He is the pride of Fresno, friend of the program. My guest is Chris Haynes. Chris, good to have you back. How are you?
Always a pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. All right, so you have this really, really good piece that you did with Damian Lillard last week that I want to get to in a minute, but what does it tell you, Chris, about the Blazers as a team that they can beat Denver on the road in a game where Damian really does not dominate?
Yeah, I didn't know if that was possible, to be honest with you. For the most part, Damian Lillard has carried the Blazers this postseason, just putting up incredible numbers, and he's really stepped up his play from the regular season. And so I thought that, you know, that was the key to success with this team. But definitely with them, the role players stepping up, you got Mo Harkless, Aminu, Enes Kanter has been playing phenomenal as well. You got those guys producing, and if they're playing solid defense, I think they prove themselves that, you know, they're still a quality team if Damian Lillard's offense is not as on as we've been accustomed to in his playoffs. And so if that can continue, if that confidence continues to grow, that I think this is going to be a long series. And I know you're not asking me now, but I really think all of these, four of these series are going to be, has the potential to go the distance. So I'm looking forward to what the rest of the playoffs has in store.
Chris Haynes joining us. I think this definitely is going to be a long series. Now, there have been so many different storylines in this year's playoffs, but I'm not sure there's one that's more fascinating to me than what Lillard is doing both as a player and a leader. There's this great moment in your piece where Lillard had a few people over to watch game four of the Jazz and the Rockets, and he's sitting there quietly eating, and then he says, quote, "I'm getting rid of these mother bleepers tomorrow." What did you make of that statement, Chris?
I would just sit back. I was just in awe of his confidence level, and you know, I want to go, give a little background to how that story came about real quick, if I can.
Sure.
I had to take a red eye after that game, which was Tuesday, game five, a red eye at 12:30 a.m. And so I knew I wasn't going to be able to get Dame. Dame promised me some time, so I knew I wasn't going to get Dame after the game. So I went to his house the night before and, you know, spent some time with him. And I was just in awe with the confidence level of him. And he called game five from the get-go. So you take it a couple of days back. So after game three, when OKC won and, you know, Russell Westbrook was, you know, pounding his chest, you know, talking mess, and Dennis Schroeder was mimicking the Dame time motion, Paul George did the dunk at the end when they were already up by 12. And so I hit Dame up that day after game three when Portland was up 2-1. And I said, hey, I only can cover one of the next two games, game four, game five. I said, which one do you think I should come out to? And he told me then, he was like, look, come to game five for the closeout. He said, spend Easter with your family. Game four would have been on Easter. And so, man, this guy, like, he don't get me wrong, he felt a little disrespected about what Westbrook and the Thunder did throughout the series, but he kept it composed, and I tried to share that in the story and just the way he was talking. He was composed. He showed great leadership, but at the same time, he showed how much it ticked them off, and he wanted to, you know, like you said in the story, get them MFs out, and, you know, he lived up to his word.
Chris Haynes joining us. I'm glad you shared that story. So just staying on that one point, you know, part of the thinking in the OKC series was that was going to be a battle between Westbrook and Damian Lillard, and that it was about Lillard proving that he was the better player. But from your conversations with him, did Lillard see it that way? How did he approach it?
Well, he did. Look, I'm not going to say he didn't embrace the challenge. He did. Dame always feels like he's one of the top two or three point guards in the league. So whenever his counterpart is one of those guys that people mentioned, then he's going to, you know, rev it up a little bit more. But the thing with him is, you know, he told me that in the story. He's like, look, I wanted to dominate my matchup, but I wasn't going to come down and try to match Russ shot for shot. You know, that wasn't the plan. And as you've seen, like, there was at times where, you know, Dame, he'll engage in some words with Russ, and then Russ will come down and try to take him in the post, shoot some shots, and kind of, you know, and shots like that kind of got OKC out of rhythm, you know, out of tune. And so he kind of played into that. He used that tactic to get into the mindset of Russ. And look, I didn't know if I thought that he would dominate this matchup. Obviously, I felt like you know, both these are both marquee point guards. We're going to see a good battle between the two. But I didn't think he was going to obliterate Russell Westbrook the way he did and expose him the way he did. And it was a mind game, Jim. It was a mind tactic as well as the on-court performance, man. And he really let loose, you know, in the story to me, just about how he felt. People don't see Dame in that light. You know, I have a relationship with him to where, you know, he felt relaxed and sharing, you know, how he really felt in really candid detail. So I thank you for bringing that up, because he was really – I was shocked that he was willing to go on record saying that. And so it just produced – it was great content, but it was even greater performance in Game 5, and it just matched the show. And, you know, I thank him for doing that at that time.
Really good content. Chris Haynes joining us. All right, so shift over to Golden State. After Game 2, Kevin Durant told you, Chris, quote, "This is where this bleep is fun. This is when it's serious, and I'm just embracing it. I'm just having so much fun right now. The time of year is what I'm geared for, hooping at a high level, you know, et cetera, et cetera." So for stretches of the regular season, he didn't seem like he was having that much fun. Is it just a matter of the stakes being higher, or did something else change for him?
Well, I think it's a couple things. Obviously, you know, he told me in a piece, he's like, look, during the regular season, you guys want to come and ask us about, you know, what's wrong with us. If we lose to the Phoenix Suns or some team we should beat, you guys want to ask what's wrong with us. You know, are we still the same Golden State Warriors team? And he said, look, 82-game regular season, we don't prepare in the manner that we prepare in the postseason. He said they don't do a ton of film study on other teams because you don't have a lot of time and days to prepare. And during the regular season, it's all about yourself. It's all about, you know, trying to grow and facilitate the offense. And that's what in the playoffs, the preparation shifts to game plan for the team, individual assignments, to where you can just gear and set for that. And he's like, Now, I think Kyrie Irving said it, you know, like last month, something like that, was like, I can't wait till the playoff starts. Like, that's where I really make my money. And so Kevin Durant, you know, he was basically echoing those sentiments and saying that, you know, this is when the games matter. This is when my team needs me. Like, I can coast a little bit during the regular season, but now I'm having so much fun. The offense is going through him now, which is a change, you know, since he's arrived, you know, in Golden State. That was hardly the case until the finals. I can't remember the team relying so heavily on him before they got to the finals. And so this is all new, and it's fun for him. He's dominating on the display. You know, people are talking about he's the best player in the game now. He loves all that. He loves what's happening, and he said it's due to it just being the postseason right now, and that's winning time.
Not only that, but it does go back to him reminding everybody that he was him in that Clippers series, and looks like a different guy since then. Now, Chris, after Game 1, the Rockets were really angry about the officiating. After Game 2, they lost again. Now they're down 0-2. So how much of that, in your mind, is about the officiating, and how much of that is about Golden State just being better?
Well, look, I don't want to just dismiss the Houston Rockets' claims. So they do felt like they were on the wrong end of some calls or no calls dating back to last postseason. But look, I will say this, man, the officiating is not going to win or lose the series. And, you know, after the first game, you know, for 24 hours, that was the talk on officials. And I don't know if that was too much talk for the Rockets, where they paid too much attention to who was going to be the officials on assignment for game two. I don't know. But when you're playing against the Warriors, Jim, you got to focus on them. You know, it's hard enough focusing on their starting five, and then you're trying to focus on eight, including three of the officials. So, you know, I just think, you know, it's better for everybody just to, you know, to focus on the game, talk about the game, try to make adjustments that way. Because if you're concerning yourself with eight people rather than five, I think you're doing yourself a disservice even before the ball tips. So, but well, all that said, I think Houston, they have a great home court advantage. They play well at home. I think they can still turn this series, and you know, this series still have the potential to go the distance as well. I don't think we should overreact over two games, but I just think if the focus is going to be on, you know, the officiating, who's officiating, or what their record of calls are when they officiate one of our games. If that's the concern, and if that's being made public, and if the players are talking about this, that shows that, you know, they're worried about three other competitors other than the five they should be worried about. So, I think they can get it done, but they have to stop all the official talk.
Chris Haynes, my guest. Chris, one thing before you go. You had DeMarcus Cousins on your podcast about a month back. When you spoke with him, what was your sense as to how he was feeling about where he is at this point of his career?
He was at a great place in life, Jim, and that's what's really sad. You know, I had him on, I want to say, maybe a week and a half before he went down with his injury, and he was in a happy place right now, Matt. But he was putting up, you know, real solid numbers. I think he was like around 16-9, you know, starting to get his feel. You know, he was on a vegan diet, saying, you know, he told me, you know, on the podcast he was trying to shed weight before the postseason started. And so he was, you know, and when you think about DeMarcus Cousins, you know, you don't, it's rarely you hear about him, you know, and dietary methods of, you know, trying to keep his body fresh and in shape. And, you know, he was talking about that. And to see him go down like that, man, I feel for him. You know, I don't have a rooting interest for any team, but you definitely feel for people when they're trying to put their all into the game and do what's best for the team. And, he's going to be a free agent or something. You know, the plan all along was to try to capitalize on the time that he was here at Golden State and try to get out there and get as much money as he can. And hopefully he still can, Jim. But this that was a tough blow, man. And I definitely feel for him, because it felt like, and I urge people to listen to that too. You know, it sounds like a much more mature DeMarcus Cousins. And it was just a sad case.
Bad blow to be sure. He's a senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports, host of the Post It Up with Chris Haynes podcast. Again, the Pride of Fresno, friend of the program, my guest, Chris Haynes. Chris, I appreciate it, man. Good to run you down. Thank you very much.
Hey, Jim. Hey, before I get off, man, I would love to have you on the podcast, man. So I want to just put that out there for everybody.
I'll do that. Least I could do. You got it, my man. We'll do that. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Talk to you soon. Chris Haynes, senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports.